Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Ganesh Housing Corporation Limited Q3 FY24 earnings conference call, hosted by Go India Advisors. As a reminder, all participants' line will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phones. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand over the conference to Mr. Rajat Gupta from Go India Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Ganesh Housing Corporation Limited earnings call to discuss the Q3 FY24 results. We have on the call with us today Mr. Rajendra Shah, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Neeraj Kalavatia, Vice President Finance, and Mr. B. Ravi, Corporate and Financial Advisor. We must remind you that the discussion on today's call may include certain forward-looking statements and must be therefore viewed in conjunction with the risk that the company faces. I now request Mr. B. Ravi to take us through the company's business outlook and financial highlights, subsequent to which we'll open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Rajat. Good afternoon, everyone. I extend a warm New Year wishes to all of you and also the season's greeting. Uttarayan has just gone by. On behalf of the entire Ganesh Housing team, we thank you all for joining us on this call as we delve deeper into the Q3 results. You must have had an opportunity to go through the earnings presentation, which was posted on the website a little earlier today. I will take you through both the numbers as well as the scenario in the real estate. In the recent few quarters, we have witnessed noteworthy trends and developments that underscore the resilience and potential of the local real estate sector here in Ahmedabad, especially with the emergence of more and more developments towards the central part of the city, the new CBD, and the GIFT City. A recent report by the real estate consultancy Knight Frank has highlighted robust performance in Ahmedabad's real estate sector. The data indicates a noteworthy 15% surge in housing sales throughout 2023 compared to the previous year. Furthermore, the city achieved a substantial 8% uptick in the new housing project launches, reaching a decade high of 22,500 units in 2023. The research highlights a transformation in the real estate landscape of the city, showcasing a growing preference for residential entities priced between 50 lakhs to 1 crore. These compelling statistics underscore the city's resilience and the growing demand for housing projects. This reflects automatically positively on our market positioning and strategic initiatives. The market dynamics continue to evolve, presenting both challenges and opportunities that we have strategically addressed to drive substantial growth all these years. Furthermore, the Ahmedabad's residential real estate market is poised for substantial growth and sustained growth this year, buoyed by factors such as high affordability, relatively low prices per sq ft, and an increasingly favorable local economic development and environment. These factors serve as compelling drivers that are expected to bolster market volumes in 2024 as well. Coming to the operational updates of Ganesh Housing's ongoing and upcoming projects, the construction of Million Minds Phase I commercial project, that is IT-SEZ Phase I, is progressing smoothly, in fact, higher and better than expected. We are pleased to announce that the project has already achieved a 30% completion milestone. Furthermore, our steadfast commitment to meeting the target completion date remains on track. Probably, like in every other project, we may even finish this project well ahead of schedule. In addition, preliminary discussions have been initiated with Tishman Speyer regarding the marketing and business development of Million Minds Phase I. More comprehensive information on this collaboration will be provided in the upcoming quarters as and when there is more progress. Simultaneously, recent developments in both the processing and non-processing areas of GIFT City has sparked increased vibrancy. The government's strategic plan to attract IT industry directly benefits our special economic zone also. And the recent announcements of the Prime Minister regarding making Hyderabad also an IT sector really speak well for our ICZ too. This diversification permissible activities, including the allowance for liquor sales in this city, has led to a surge in demand, presenting a promising outlook for future growth and opportunities even within our operations. Maybe similar changes could be expected in SEZ also going forward, let's say. Recently, we conducted the groundbreaking ceremony for another upcoming premium residential project, Malabar Retreat, as highlighted in the presentation. The plan approval for this project is currently in progress and we anticipate its official launch in Q4 of this financial year. Situated near Nirmal University campus and also close to our existing projects, the more comprehensive details regarding the value, the construction cost and all that will be shared once we announce it. It is worth noting that Malabar Retreat is an addition to our previously mentioned upcoming projects pipeline on slides 10 and 11. This is an additional one. The launch of this project amplifies our enthusiasm as we strive towards providing an outstanding experience to our customers in Ahmedabad. Ongoing residential project Malabar Exotica is now nearing an impressive 96% completion, with full finalization anticipated in Q4 FY24. This accomplishment reflects our unwavering commitment to our investors, demonstrating a consistent track record of delivering projects before the stipulated timelines. This success story is not just about meeting expectations, but exceeding them, made possible through the strategic incorporation of cutting-edge technology and the utilization of efficient precast construction methods. Now I'll move on to the key financial and operational highlights of in Q2 and the 9 months. The Q3 FY24 revenues came in at 183 crores versus a 67 crores in Q3 FY23. 9 months figure for the same period, this period, has grown by 41%. To 618 crores. We have achieved a remarkable 216% growth in EBITDA during this 9 months, totaling to 477 crores. And the Q3 EBITDA witnessed a strong 192% year-on-year increase, reaching to 138.6 crores. The PAT also saw a substantial growth. In Q3, the PAT grew by 3.3x, reaching a 100.6 crore mark, and the 9 months PAT was a phenomenal 5.5x growth YOY, that is year on year, amounting to 348 crores. This is the highest PAT ever on an annualized basis also. So we have never got a 350 crores, which we have achieved in 9 months, even on a yearly basis. The debt-free status of the company continues and the cash positive situation is still there, with from a peak debt of 650 crores, now we are a cash surplus of over 55 crores in spite of spending all the money on the construction of the existing ongoing operations and projects. In conclusion, we have presented a comprehensive plan, as you have seen, encapsulating our expansive upcoming projects in our presentation, covering an impressive 30 million square feet. The prevailing trends of consolidation on corporatization augur well for established players like us. With a robust brand, an innovative product portfolio, prudent capital allocation, a strong balance sheet, and a commitment to operational excellence supported by existing governance structures, Ganesh Housing is well positioned to sustain its trajectory of profitable growth. Looking ahead, we are enthusiastic about further expansion through our phase of SEZ and additional residential projects. on our existing land banks. With these developments, I now open the floor for any questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wish to ask question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait while the question queue assembles. We have our first question from Amit Agarwal, Nuvama Wealth.
Hi, sir. Congrats for a good set of results which you have. Definitely year-on-year, a very strong set of results. On the face of it, on revenues, how much has come in from sale of land and how much has come in from completion, that is recognition of completed projects, which is normally, your revenue recognition methodology?
It's a substantial portion from land. It's about over 90% and more. And the completed projects, as you know, there was only one which was the balance sale of which I mean, I'm just this quarter, and that's about 5 to 8%.
So when will the revenue recognition actually kick in for the projects which are there? Because there are a lot of projects which probably are going to be recognized over a couple of quarters.
Yes. So the project which is 96% complete, that is Malabar Exotica, will be the recognition of the revenue will partially probably happen in this quarter itself, that is Q4 of FY24. And probably it might spill to the first quarter of FY25 also. And the other projects, like let's say the SEZ or any other projects, will happen thereafter. So the current projects which are to be, yet the revenue is yet to be recognized, which is on ground, is the Malabar Exotica. Immediately.
Sure. And my final question, what would be your cash flow from operations for this quarter?
The entire thing, see, the PAT effectively has transferred into cash flow from operations.
Okay, no depreciation or?
No, there's hardly any depreciation. There's a very minuscule amount of depreciation. And the cash flows, of course, from the previous quarters are also there, which are used for our projects, and therefore still leaves us a cash balance of 55, as I said.
How much is the cash balance which you have?
55 crores as of now, as of December.
So I'll come back and keep you forward for the question. Sure.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, thank you.
We will have next question from the line of Jay Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, sir. So there are a couple of questions I have. First would be, what would be the cumulative land sales in 9 months of FY23 versus FY22? And where are these land parcels located and what would be average price to acre at which these land parcels are sold? And secondly, from the cash inflows from these land sales, how much incremental land would we have purchased in FY23?
Well, I'll take the first question first. Cumulative land sales this year has been about 60 acres or so. And 60 acres, the entire period. I think the first and the 9 months, that is. This quarter is for about 20, 21 acres. And prior to that, around 40 or so. So it's around 60, 70 acres is what we have sold is 9 months. And the corresponding one, see, I think it was much lesser, around the same or little lesser in the FY22 part. I don't have the immediate numbers for the previous year as such, but I think cumulative, this has been around 40, 50 acres also last year. So somewhere around close in the 9 months to 9 months period. The average price is very difficult to say because it ranges. You know, it depends because the land has been there at various places which has been sold. Some of them have got an acreage of around 8.5 crores, for example, and some may be lesser or more than that. So we don't really take an average part sales value per acre because that really doesn't help in understanding it because these projects or this land could be at various places. And therefore, we don't calculate that at all. That's it. What was the other question? Regarding the cash flows, is that right?
Yes, from the cash inflows from these land sales, how much incremental land would have been purchased in FY23?
Purchase of land has been, not FY23, you're talking about FY24. This 9 months, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so that is an ongoing process. I think you would have added in various stages of acquisition happening even as of now. So, as much as we are sold, probably, you know, we would have even been acquiring and at various stages. So even today, as we speak, we do have about 550 acres of land, which we have been talking about even the last year. So ongoing, it's an ongoing basis that acquisition of land and sale of land as a part of our vertical, it's an ongoing process. So we keep adding land for, and we will be doing it even the current year. And probably at the end of the year, we will be able to tell what has already come on the books and what is the amount which has been paid for or which are there at the various stages of acquisition.
Okay. And also, I have one more question that and this new project that we have outlined in the presentation, Malabar Retreat, why was this not presented earlier in the upcoming project details? Also, is this something new that we have planned recently or any other specific reason?
No, it is actually not a new project, but the development in that was a little slower than what we had anticipated. And therefore, we didn't announce it along with the other projects at that point in time. But now, a lot of work has gone into it, and therefore, it has come to a stage wherein we can be more confident about announcing it. And that's the reason why we have done the groundbreaking. And we can be sure that the approvals will come in this quarter, and we can launch it officially in this quarter itself. It was always there on the cards, but nothing substantial had come in to allow us to really say when we can announce that, and that's the reason why we did not. Now that we are confident that we'll come in this quarter, we have done the groundbreaking.
Okay, fine. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
We will have our next question from the line of Isha Shah from Axis Security. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. My first question would actually be, what segment are we looking at for future demand? Like for the previous year, we saw demand in the premium and upper scale sector. Going forward, do we see more demand towards luxury sector or more affordable segments?
This has been, as I told in the earlier in the speech itself, I think the demand for about a crore rupees one, which is not in the affordable, it's actually going towards the premium side, is increasing. And therefore, we see, and our concentration also has been on the mid and premium segment and not on the affordable, if you see. All our projects are there upwards of 1 crore. Therefore, I think the demand what we have been seeing has been going towards more a crore and more. So that I would call from an Ahmedabad standard as a premium segment or mid segment. The affordable has its own pockets of growth and development. At this point in time, we are not looking at it, and therefore we won't talk about it. But in our projects, let's say the Exotica, the Kavan, which is going to come about, the retreat one, is definitely a premium residential project. Or the one which will come in SEZ is going to be a premium residential project. And there's a lot of demand for that now.
Okay. Also, one more question would be, do you see any more key players entering the Ahmedabad market? And if so, what segment would they be entering in?
There are existing players only, and we have not seen any specific new players coming in except for one or two pockets like the SEZ and all, where the South Construction Companies have come, one of them. Ahmedabad has got a very good set of the developers and headed by the leader being Ganesh Housing. So I think we have our good developers, and they will continue to develop. Each person normally is very strong in their city, and therefore you see construction, these developing companies have been quite closeted in their respective cities, and we see the similar thing happening in Ahmedabad, and a lot of them are there in different pockets of Ahmedabad, and each are there in the commercial as well as in the residential sector. But I would dare say that none of them are exactly in the same way as well balanced as Ganesh Housing in terms of both residential and the commercial.
Oh.
And especially the new project that we are looking at is really very well balanced.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. We will have our next question from the line of Rishit Shah from Nuvama Wealth. Please go ahead, sir.
Thanks for the opportunity. Good evening, sir. So a couple of questions. Firstly, on the bookkeeping side, so if you can just give us some figures to the pre-sales or the bookings that we have done in FY23 and in 9 months of FY24.
Pre-sales is, there are no new projects of the residential that we have launched. So all the pre-sales was already in FY23 itself. Only the booking of that, the completion projects happened in FY24. There has been a certain soft commitments at various places of our existing projects. And those soft commitments, is not something which we can really say as pre-sales till the time the project is launched. So I would want to really address that. But yes, I can only say that there is an anticipated or expectation, high expectation on any project which is launched by us. And therefore, we do believe that even the retreat has seen great anticipation. Once it's announced, probably we can tell how much has already been sold.
Correct, got it. And just sir, if you can add FY23, the bookings or the pre-sales number in terms of square feet or value.
I can, Rishit, I can get back to you on that. I don't have it as offhand, please.
No problem.
Rajat can note it down, please.
Done. Okay. And secondly, you said we are kind of in discussions, various discussions with Tishman's peer. But you would kind of not like to add more details on that in this quarter, but if you can just give out some brief strategy.
The work given to Tishman was work on the project management and ensuring that the construction comes up as planned and in time, which is going extremely well. Now, the other work given to them, the assignment was of getting us good tenants and good clientele, especially the anchor clients in the SEZ. That is the work which is pending, ongoing right now, and there has been people who have approached or have been talked to in terms of attracting them through the SEZ. Because we don't have anything at this point in time to announce any specific names, for want of specific arrangements with them or for confidentiality's sake, I'll not be giving names. But a lot of work is going on that side to ensure that the project which is going, as I said, ahead of schedule, by the time the project completes, we want substantial interest in terms of the tenancy there. And so that, therefore, very good work and fast work is going on from Fishman's side on that aspect. That's the only thing which I can tell you at this moment.
All right. Great to hear that. On the future development potential per se, so we actually have for the projects that we have already announced, that is the two projects in Godavi and near the SEZ.
Yeah.
So we have around 30 million square feet that we have kind of already announced and working on that. And the potential that we see of the current land bank would be around 40-45 million square feet. So you definitely be announcing projects over that area and maybe So
yes.
Beyond that, do we look to outright acquire land and add more projects or we think of partnering with landowners, any kind of strategy over there right now?
Traditionally, and all these years, it has been done on our own. There is no partnering which has really happened in terms of joint development and all that. But that's not something which is can be ever ruled off. There's never say no kind of a thing. But we do have a land bank, and the land bank is continuously being acquired also. So we do believe that a lot of development and activities can be done in-house and to ourselves. But yes, in future, if any such opportunity comes up wherein our brand can be utilized to even do projects on a joint basis, we are open to that. It's not a shut-down kind of thing.
Right. Great to hear. That's all from my side. Thank you so much for the good.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
We will have our next question from the line of Mayur Liman from ProfitMart Security. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes. Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on a good set of numbers. My first question is, is a Smile City One project in Godavari going to be the launch in Q4?
No, it would be, we had said earlier, it would be the first half of FY24 or 25. So not by March, but maybe thereafter.
Okay. Okay. Given the real estate demand, price the demand and the price appreciation, how much cash booking value do we expect from this project? Is it still the same 500 crores or any upside to this?
See, if you go by the present value, yes, from the time when we gave this number of 500 crores and now things have looked up. There is an appreciation. But I would wait for the project once it is launched and once the bookings have started. At that point in time, probably we'll be able to tell you the price points better. But yes, you are right. There has been a demand and a price appreciation in the last one year since we have talked about the project.
Okay. And my next question is, how do you see the emergence of a GIFT City impacting the real estate demand in Ahmedabad? Given that the Ahmedabad is still one of the most affordable of the big cities, do you see the more projects and the more developers rushing through? Any plan of the launching residential projects near the GIFT City?
No, at this point in time, we have enough on our plate in terms of the land and the projects already announced. This part of it, that is the CBD new area, that is the Nirmal University area, which is very, of course, very close to GIFT City as such. So I think the kind of development which will happen will, from on the GIFT City, will actually spill over to the areas that we are working. So I think we should finish these projects which are there for at least the next 3-4 years. We have enough to go on. So as of today, there's nothing which we are looking at GIFT City. The demand generally has been high, GIFT City or no GIFT City, across Ahmedabad. That development has happened in the real estate across Ahmedabad, especially in the areas where we have been working, whether it's the west part of Ahmedabad or the north central part of Ahmedabad, that is that Nirmal University side. So I think if an opportunity comes up sometime later, we may look at it. But at this point in time, no, we don't have anything on hand. In the GIFT City, that is.
Thank you so much, sir. That's all from my side.
Thank you, sir. We will have our next question from the line of Vignesh Iyer from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead, sir.
Good evening, sir. My first question is, I wanted to know what is our total project sales value when it comes to Malabar Exotica?
The sale value?
Yeah.
150 crores.
150 crores. Okay. 150 crores. And also I wanted to know what would be our breakup of land when it comes to the land that are already under, you know, that has been utilized for our project and land that is available for sale.
See, the SEZ area of 60 acres is under development. The Smile City of 450 acres is under development. That leaves us with more than 40, 50 acres which are there. Some of them, one or two projects to come up in the future. So we do have, and we are in the various stages of acquisition of land, as I said. So if you ask me at this point in time, we could have anywhere between 40, 50 acres, which are not yet announced as on any project on, plus any acquisition that will keep coming up.
Right. If I'm not wrong, few quarters back you had said, right, we are thinking, your area of work is quite restricted to Ahmedabad and nearby area. Have you, thought of expanding to other areas within Gujarat?
Can you
maybe
repeat the question? I couldn't really catch it. There was a problem in the line, please. Sorry.
Okay. I'm saying as your operations are more or less limited to Ahmedabad majorly, Are you with the amount of investment that have come recently after the Gujarat summit, right? Have you thought about expanding your operations to other smaller cities, probably, which have a potential to be one of the top tier cities in coming years?
We do look at certain opportunities that come our way. We have evaluated a couple of projects, and if something comes up really interesting, it might happen. But at this point in time, as I said, so many 30 million square feet which we have to develop in the next 5-7 years might lead very little room for trying to expand right away. But yes, as I said, if something very interesting comes up, like it had come up earlier and we had evaluated and chosen not to go, we might do that. I mean, it need not be ruled out, absolutely, but nothing as on card in the near future.
Okay. Just one last question from my side. If you could, as things stand, you know, could you guide us on how our pre-sales could look, you know, for FY25 or FY26? When it comes to in terms of square feet and value, right? What are the internal assessments is for the pre-sales value?
If you really have to see the presentation where we have said that various projects of various phases are being announced. Let's say we are already working in SEZ phase 1. That is the commercial one, which is going to be probably complete, as I said, well ahead of schedule, but FY25 or 26 for sure. Okay, maybe even FY25. So that will start yielding us the rental revenue from the next year onwards, FY26 onwards itself. And then there is a residential project of SEZ which will be commenced, let's say, probably in the first quarter of FY25 itself. Now, that will be only once it is completed. The project is completed maybe a couple of years thereafter. So, in terms of the sales, yes, once the project of residential is announced or this project of retreat is done in the first quarter, at that point in time, we'll have all the pre-sales numbers and we'll be able to tell you. At this point in time, it's good enough to be saying that both this Malabar retreat project and residential put together, which is almost 1.8 million square feet, will deliver into sales in the from starting FY24 itself.
Right. That's all from my side, and all the best. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you. We have our next question from the line of Ayush Rathi from IDBI Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Congratulations on a good set of numbers.
Mr. Rathi, your line is not clear. Can you please use your handset?
Is it better now?
Yeah, it's good. Go ahead.
Yeah. Congratulations, sir, on a good set of numbers. I just had one question on the precast technology which is used in the realistic space. I just wanted to know that if we are making it by our own or outsourcing that technology.
No, it is outsourced. It is bought from outside. Okay. We use it substantially, but not we are not into that. We outsource it.
Okay, so could you name any company like whom we are outsourcing?
I think there are a couple of companies, and there are actually very few companies were they named in the precast. So maybe only a couple of companies. We have one located very close to Ahmedabad itself, and therefore and he has been performing extremely well. So we've been continuing with him. But there are a few companies in India who do that.
All right. That's all from my side. All the best for the future, sir. Thank you.
We will have our next question from the line of Janak Shah from Wealth Advisor. Please go ahead.
Sir, congratulations on excellent set of numbers. Now,
thank
I just one question about the commercial property. Like it was mentioned that there is a commercial property on SG Road which is going like to have a 1800 crore top line for the company. So when would that project be announced? And secondly, like our sales should be in the region of 800 crore this year. Should we assume that by the next year it should cross the 1000 crore mark?
Well, I would definitely want you to be continuing to say this. Yes, if you know, well wishes are there, 800 crores and more, 1000 crores. But I wouldn't want to give any particular guidance on the next year's number because we normally don't give any such kind of very specific guidance.
And on the other question, yes, we have a very good property which we are working on. And just as we could not announce the retreat in the time, we had things absolutely clear that we'll be launching it. That's the reason why we have not been talking about the projects. But yes, it is absolutely on the cards. And God willing, it will be done pretty soon.
Can we assume that like when the Smile City is launched in Q1 2024-25, that project also would be like launched in the similar time frame?
I definitely hope so. But as I said, I think let's wait for this quarter, maybe FY24 results when we give by May. If there are substantial developments to our satisfaction, we'll talk about it for sure. But I would say that it's not been dropped. It's very much on the cards.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you. We will have our next question from the line of Neeraj from Wisdom Finance and Consultancy. Please go ahead.
Hi. Hi, sir. I was just going through a presentation where this is mentioned that every phase of the SEZ costs around 285 crores to build. That's correct?
Sir, please come in. I couldn't get the question. I'm sorry.
I said every phase of the SEZ is costing us 285 crores to build.
Yeah, yeah. Correct. Correct.
And our cash balance as on date is around 55 crores. And the presentation expressively says that we are not going to raise any more debt for construction, any debt for construction work. So how do we fund the balance 230 crores?
So first of all.
This is going to be leasable. This is not going to be sold, right?
Absolutely. So let me give you the numbers. 285 crores, yes. Now, we have already spent about 120 crores on that from our existing cash flows and profits which we have already earned this year. So that's only 165. We still have 55. That leaves us with about 100 crores on odd of the cash required for this project. Now, that can come from the next quarter's profitability probably. And also, when we announce any residential project which we are anyway going to do in the first quarter of FY25 as well as the last quarter of this year itself, that will also give us cash flows from that portion for those two projects, which will be more than adequate to fund this phase of 100 crores more, which is required.
Because I mean, with this practice was very well taken and was accepted.
We have lost the connection with.
Sorry, I lost you in between. You said this was a practice very well accepted. After that, I lost you.
Sir, we have lost Mr. Neeraj's connection. We will have our next question from the line of Mukesh from Moonsight Ventures. Please go ahead, sir.
Okay.
Thank you for giving the opportunity, sir. Speaking from the past participants itself, your IT spend, which is putting you are putting 285 crore rupees, and your lease will be estimated lease will be around 72 crores. Do you feel that these numbers will be sustainable going forward?
Oh, yeah. This number can only increase. The lease, we have taken it at the current lease price, and the kind of customers we might be getting there, and the lease when we actually give it out, let's say a year later or one and a half years later from now, we'll definitely achieve this. It could be higher, not lower.
Okay. Okay. When you say that you will get all the amount in next financial year, I mean, you feel that the utilizations will be as high as 100% within first year?
Sorry, please repeat.
When you in earlier comment, you said that the utilization of that lease will be around 100% in next financial year after the commissioning of this project. You feel that the utilizations will be as high as 100% in first year itself?
Yes, we do expect that. But yes, even if not there, 60%-70% definitely would be there. And that means a substantial portion of it. And that's the reason why we have started to work on that 1 year ahead of what it can be delivered. Actually, the projects can be delivered. So 1 year time, and that too for the like of Tishman, is something which can be which is good enough for ensuring that we have a good rental coming in from the first year itself. And sometimes what you can take is the first year can necessarily not mean the financial year to financial year. Let's say if you start the lease rentals, let's say June or so, we might even be doing it June to June, let us say, until it will be 100%. So it may come half
partially in the one financial year, partially the other. But on a 12-month period, yes, 100% rental can be done after it is launched.
Okay, okay. But as per your presentation, it shows that you will be putting, every next year, you will be putting the same supply in that same area.
Yes.
Do you think it is sustainable enough to do that?
Well, frankly, if you ask me, leaving aside modesty, we feel more exuberant than when we did that, when we did last year. At that time, there could be some suspicion still. But the kind of development which has been happening in Ahmedabad and the kind of announcement has coming up from the center as well as the state and from the traction that we have been receiving from really good IT players, we do believe that it's going to be more possible than ever before.
Okay, my final question on commercial side is that you will be maintaining around 70-80% of EBITDA from that?
70% EBITDA, you say?
70% EBITDA on the lease, matlab around 20% of the expenses you will be
Yes. That's absolutely correct.
Okay. That's all from my side. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. We will have our next question from the line of Majid Ahmed from Smart Sync Investment Advisory. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, you are.
Yes. Very good set of numbers, sir. So my first question is, it's already been asked the question on Tishman's Pier. So like, what type of, I want to have more insights on, so by having tie up with them, what, are you getting some international clients or like, international clients are coming in or how do you see the synergy? Is it working well in terms of the marketing?
Yeah, see, it would be international clients for sure. It will be international clients for sure. With their name associated and the kind of quality they are known to deliver, and together with that, Ganesh Housing's extremely good brand value, that's a winner in terms of attracting the best of the companies into this. So yes, they have a penchant for getting some of the best tenants, frankly, and they've done that world over, and they have done that in India also, in Hyderabad, in various places. So we're confident that they'll be getting us international players, and there are various developments which are happening in the IT, SEZ, the rules itself, and we believe that even in a lot of local players and the service industries which will come, all that will ensure that it will be in good demand. All these announcements we're doing will be in good demand, both from international players and also the local players, including the service industry.
That's great, sir. Sir, and is the margins that you're giving at present, is it sustainable over the coming quarters or do you see any sort of headwinds or any problems? Is there any risk that you
have? Margins are sustainable. As we speak also, you know, what planning which we have done for the next 6-9 months, and all, we do believe that this kind of numbers we had will probably be achieved and the margins could be sustained. Give or take, you know, it can happen. It is not, it's something which need not happen every quarter on quarter in the same manner. But on a 12-month period, yes, I do believe that we will be, exceeding whatever we have performed this year.
And last and final question, like the company is also looking like making sure that there's investments in technology. What type of different initiatives that you're planning? Apart from the home IT and other plans, like including the infrastructure, especially in the IT in the sense, in terms of the construction,
yeah,
or making the processes better.
So the infrastructure development on the building side, you know, the various technologies that we have, both the precast and the other technology that we are doing, is definitely world class. So therefore, that will continue. On the other side, that is the home segment, the tech involves is tech in terms of the accessibility and the in the house itself, the tech in the house, that kind of a tech is used, because at no other place, you know, does tech play a real part in a construction industry. And the way we use tech is for the digital marketing. Most of the selling is happens with the, you know, either digital marketing or word of mouth or by references.
hardly any marketing costs are incurred in selling. So that's where we do the social media or tech. Tech we use in the buildings in terms of construction, and tech we provide in terms of the accessibilities and the facilities in the houses. Something like, say, on the close to the AI-enabled homes kind.
Is it IoT-enabled? Is it IoT-enabled in houses? Do you plan?
Yeah, accessibility is IoT-enabled. Yeah. And, you know, those are the things which are there given in houses. So, for example,
AC and...
Those things, you know, like what you have is, you know, the air condition, all that can be operated at one touch in house. Those are the things which are there. You know, this is something which... normally are not given till the time it's in a very high premium segment. That has been translated to be given in even the mid segment also by Ganesh House.
Okay. All the very best. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. We have a follow-up question from the line of Neeraj. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Sorry, sir. Actually, I got disconnected when you were discussing. So you basically said that around 100 crores of cash flow that will come from other projects, you will use it for the development of phase one. So this, like, this 100 crores, can you actually highlight from which project are you expecting that you will get into next year?
Yeah, we will be. See, let me give you, I think you had a little bit of doubt on how is the new residential project give this kind of cash flows. You know, the land which is on which these new projects are coming up is already paid for. So therefore, any booking which happens, a land amount which is already paid for directly comes into our coffers, and which is not needed to be utilized for construction. So that's always surplus available, and that's been more than 100 crores which are needed for the next year for the construction of the SEZ.
No, but if I understand correctly, under RERA, when anybody books, say they give you 100 rupees for, or say a crore of rupees for the house, 70% has to be utilized for the development of that land and only 30% can be taken out by you, right?
Therefore, the 30% is other than the land. But if you say about the land which is already paid for, that amount can be used, right? Because we already have given that. So that is being contributed by them. So that is in addition to that 30%. And not to talk about the continuous... land bank that we have, which we have been selling, that also will add more than necessary amounts for our construction projects, like what it has added in the current year. We will be doing that next year also.
I was just concerned about how, you know, funds from one project can be diverted to another project under ERA, but you're saying this can be done because of, it's paid for, it's towards acquisition of land. And I'm assuming that the Mahabha Retreat project... Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yes.
Basically, is it fair to assume that Palava Retreat project was not discussed earlier because you hadn't purchased the land, and now since you acquired it, you have spoken about it?
I would say it is a matter of certain approvals and certain, you know, the plans for that which were being worked out. That is the reason.
You mean for...
Yeah. Okay. See, we don't want to announce something which we... let me finish. We don't want to announce something which we believe is not in the horizon, you know. And therefore, once it comes saying that now it's going to be more possible to announce it, we do that. So that's what has happened with this.
So basically, this project is a situation where we have the sanction, but maybe we don't have a RERA registration. So that's why sales have not started coming in.
Sales, always when projects are there, there's always stock bookings that I call it. And therefore, once it is announced, only then the marketing can happen, and that's where we actually can take in sales.
Okay. And regarding the sanction of the SEZ, do we have the entire 10 phases of sanction with us already, or we will take it as we keep completing the phases of the SEZ?
So, normally the approvals are given as and when the new phases are announced, because each one of them has to be approved. But as an SEZ, as a master plan of what is going to be coming about in the processing, non-processing zones, that is already in place.
Okay. And sir, my last question is, do you give out the projects on turnkey basis to the likes of, you know, larger contractors, maybe like someone like an L&T, or you have your own team, you know, from place to labor, everything is being managed by the team?
No, it is given on contract basis. We do have our team only for supervision and finishing, but not for the construction. It is given on contract basis.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We will have our last question from the line of Rahul S. from Abhinay Wealthwise. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Just wanted to check what is the, for the 613 crore 9 month year to date, what is the breakup between the land and project revenue?
The 9 months would be almost around 85-90% would be land and about 10-15% for projects.
Right. And sir, earlier on the call, participant mentioned a project on SG Road with a top line of around 1800 crores. Is that something over and above what is mentioned in the presentation?
Yes.
Okay. That's it, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
We will have one more question from the line of Ankur from Picasa. Please go ahead.
Hi. This question is under central assembly policy or under state level policy?
Sorry to interrupt, sir. Your voice is not clear, Mr. Ankur.
Hello.
Please repeat.
Can you please use your handset mode?
Yeah, is the SEZ under central SEZ policy or is it under state SEZ policy?
It is the state. State is giving certain SEZ, but SEZ as a policy is always a central policy. But there are certain additional things which the state can give in terms of IT facilities. No, that's what it is. But SEZ is governed by center.
So, is there a restriction on that you cannot, your tenants have to earn only foreign exchange and that's why you may not be able to lease it to tenants who want to operate in India?
Well, there are very detailed, elaborate rules on that. You need to have some net foreign exchange earnings, which, you know, which is formula driven. Again, what is the net foreign exchange earning, whether SEZ to SEZ, sales or sales billings in dollars. All these are aspects which are have been, you know, always debated and continuously debated. We do believe that there is no hard and fast that 100% of the revenues have to come in dollar terms only. There are various schemes and there are various ways to really define this net foreign exchange earning. I'll leave it for a more elaborate on that later because it can be a very complicated, exercise. We only attend to that on this call, given the short time. But we'll definitely talk about that offline.
Yeah, sure. So last question then in that case is, given the bigger developers in the IT market are struggling with their SEZ leasing, any thoughts on denotifying SEZ while you are still at construction stage?
Maybe a chance, may not be a chance, depending on how the various schemes and the rules will be defined. There may not be a necessity to denotify. If the next foreign exchange earnings, that aspect can be addressed well, we do believe that there may not be any necessity to do that right now. But if need be, that can easily be done. That really doesn't take too much of time.
Got it. And what is the percentage of non-processing zone in overall broader SEZ plan?
At this time, we have taken 50-50. Processing 50 and non-processing 50.
Understood. Okay. Thanks. All the best.
Bye. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We have our next question from the line of Prathamesh Dariwa.
Hi, sir. Hello. Congratulations for the good set of number. So, I just missed one part of that 1800 crores. If you can give some elaboration on that.
No, actually, I did not elaborate on that because I said that we need to be closer to the announcement which can come up. I said it is not, it's very much on the cards and it is in the heart of the city, it's on the cards, but like in the retreat, till the time we are able to announce it properly, we may not be able to mention about it. But yes, it can come in sooner than expected, given the kind of work which is going on in that.
Okay, the 1800 is a guidance for, or what, sir? Didn't got that part.
No, 1800 is not a guidance. It is the total sale value which the colleagues mentioned on the call. It all depends upon once the project is actually finalized,
the number of floors, the pricing and all that. At that point in time, the real top line, bottom line construction cost, all that will be known and announced. So I would want to wait till the time this project is ripe enough for us to give you those details.
Okay. Got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand over the conference over to management for the closing statements.
Thank you everyone for joining the call and taking so much of time and interest in Ganesh Housing's call and the numbers. We assure you that all right steps are being taken in to ensure that it becomes the most professionally run and the biggest brand in Ahmedabad going forward, delivering continuous cash flows for the next 7 to 10 years and more. So thanks for joining us. See you soon for the next call. Thank you.
On behalf of Go India Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and now you may disconnect your line.